Hello, Shirley.
Yes.
Hi, my name's Mei Soon. I'm calling about the Roundup lawsuit on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I guess pretty good.
That's good to hear. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, it's been so long, I don't know if I would be eligible now.
Okay.
sorry, hi. Got allergies.
That's okay. Did you want to see if you do meet the criteria to participate?
Do what?
Did you want to see if you do meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
I guess so. Sorry. No, I had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2008. I went through chemo and neck radiation. Sorry. So it's been so long now. I don't know. Get it. I don't know if I would be eligible or not.
Okay, well, we can definitely find out. So you said you do not have an attorney assisting you already, correct?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
I have not.
Okay. And you said you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. When were you diagnosed? You said it was 2008?
The latter part of 2007, I guess, because sorry, I started my chemo in 2008, and sorry, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me today. I had several months of chemo, and then I had to do the daily neck radiation for a month. So it took up all year. See
Oh,
if I
wow.
can clear my throat. Yeah. Sorry. I've had a rough time. I'm 80 now and widowed and was in the hospital last year, and they tell me I had a heart failure and respiratory failure, so I'm not doing very well.
Oh, I'm so sorry you're going through all that. And were you the only one using Roundup? Were you the only one affected after being exposed?
Yeah, I used to do all my yard work and gardening and stuff, and applied it to weeds and such and stuff I didn't want.
And how many years were you spraying Roundup for?
A few. I don't remember. Been so long.
Do you have a rough estimate?
Maybe five. Don't know.
About 5 years.
I guess so. I've done a lot of gardening and yard work in my lifetime, and I can't remember. And the other problem is I'm losing my short-term memory, so.
Oh gosh. Well, would you say you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Oh gosh, yes.
Okay. Okay. And then the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
My cell phone.
A cell phone. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And how old were you when you were diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's?
Let's say 2008. I was born in 44. Oh gosh, what would that be? I can't.
I could do the math for you. So you
yeah.
were diagnosed in 2008 or 2007?
Well, December of 2007, I think it was.
Okay.
So,
around 63?
Sounds about right.
Okay. And do you have a family history of cancer at all?
No.
And did you have any cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No.
Any diabetes, arthritis, autoimmune disease?
Not back then. I do now. I have type 2 diabetes, but not back then. Thing. After I started doing chemo, I started having a lot of problems like blood pressure and diabetes and anemia and thyroid problems. I mean, a dozen things, you know, started going wrong with me.
Right.
Damn it.
Any HIV AIDS or hepatitis
no.
B, hepatitis C?
No.
Organ transplant, lupus, or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Okay. And then I have your first name spelled Shirley.
Yes.
Last name, Evans, Evans?
Yes.
And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And are you married?
Widowed.
Okay. And then what was your date of birth?
6/26/44.
And how old are you currently?
80.
Thank you. And how did you learn of a connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
Oof. Probably the TV. And Facebook. I think maybe. I don't know which one first. Not Facebook, but the internet, whatever you cover.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you call it. damn it. Must be
it's
some pollen in the air.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what year you first became aware that it might have been related to Roundup? Was that more recent?
Probably a couple of years ago. I don't know. I keep hearing it on the TV and seeing ads on the phone, you know. I don't know which. I don't know when.
And to the best of your knowledge, would you say it was maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago, or more than that?
Probably two. But I've had so many other problems that I haven't had time or felt like pursuing it because first my husband passed away and then, I was taking care of him for the last and then he passed away and keep having problems. Now I have health problems, so I just haven't looked into it.
Gosh. I'm so sorry you went through all that. And
yeah, you wouldn't believe. You wouldn't believe. I've had so many home repairs that I had to do. Oh my gosh, hundreds of other things happening to me. But I'm still here.
Oh, well, that's good. And then you said this was a cell phone, right?
Yes.
Is this your main number to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay. And then for your email, I have sevens1258@sbcglobal.net.
Yes.
And what is your height and weight?
Oh, about 5'6" and around 215 or something like that.
Okay, and what was your height?
About 5'6".
Okay, thank you. And then again, if you had to estimate, do you know how many times per month you were using Roundup or per year?
No, I don't. I don't. It's just whenever I needed it. I said that I had it sitting on my back porch and I would just grab it every time I'd need it.
Mm-hmm. Was it like a weekly thing or?
Probably. It's hard to estimate, you know, because it's been so long.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was it like, do you know if it was maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe once every 2 weeks. 1 to 2 weeks. I don't remember.
Okay. So at least 2 times a month.
Yeah, I'd say that at least.
And did you spray the Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Oh, yes.
And then this might be another hard question, but do you know when you first started using Roundup, what year that was, or your best estimate?
Not really. Maybe I could only guess, you know, about 5 years before that. Maybe longer.
Mm-hmm. 5 years before you were diagnosed?
Yeah, about 5 years before I was diagnosed. I'm just guessing. It might have been more than that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so around 2002?
I guess.
And then when did you stop using Roundup?
I don't know. I guess when I started, I got unable to do my yard work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
because of arthritis and knee problems, back problems. So, you know, somebody else had to do it for me.
Oh, I see. Was that in 2007 or before that?
Probably 2007 or something like that. It's hard to remember that far back.
And did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No. Didn't know I had to.
Right. And you were applying this at home? It was residential?
Yes.
And what state did you use the Roundup in?
Texas.
Okay. In Texas, and you were spraying.
Yeah, that was a rough time, a rough year when I had to go off to that chemo and neck radiation. And when I finished the neck radiation, that almost just killed me with all the radiation burns and everything. So that was hard.
Oh, gosh.
Ended up in the hospital for ICU for 5 days after my neck radiation.
In the ICU?
Yeah. I was rushed to the ICU because I don't know. I don't remember why. I can't remember that far back now. But, and then I don't know. I don't remember.
Wow.
It was toward the end of the year.
And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides or benzene or Agent Orange, anything like that?
No.
Okay. And do you get your water from a water well?
No. The city.
City. And the type of Roundup that you were using, was it the concentrate or premix?
I don't know which. I don't know the difference. It was just a jug that you buy at like Walmart or somewhere. I don't remember the one with the spray and handle. I don't remember that far back. I don't know what it was that I bought.
Okay, but it was just a bottle. You didn't have to do
no
anything to yourself?
No. No, it was already pre-mixed.
And you purchased that from Walmart?
Yes.
And you don't happen to have any receipts or any Roundup bottles in your possession?
Oh, my gosh, no, not that far back.
Okay.
I don't think I have a bottle back there. When I need something sprayed, my daughter does it for me now with weeds and growth and stuff. I may have a bottle back there. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, if you do, that would be useful for the attorneys. If you don't, that's okay as well.
Yeah, it may not be the same bottle. It's probably not the same bottle. I mean, after all these years, but...
Yeah. Okay. And then I just have one more tricky question, if you can estimate with me. Do you know how many exposures to round up you've had in your lifetime, or how many would you say? That could be over 5, over 10, over 20.
Gosh, a lot. I'd say over 20.
Over 20?
Yeah.
Okay. And have you ever smoked before?
I have. I had to quit last year, a year ago.
Okay.
I just smoked off and on. I was a light smoker, off and on.
Off and on for how many years?
A bunch. Probably about 60 years since I was about 17 or something. But when I had to quit last year because I was told I have respiratory failure and heart failure, so I had to just quit cold turkey. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. I haven't had one in a year or so.
Oh, well, that's good.
I'm doing a little bit better now, but they had to put me on oxygen and stuff, but I'm doing a little better. Just have a hard time getting around.
And are you currently employed?
Oh, gosh, no. No.
Did you?
I got retired and unable to work and do what?
Oh, did you lose any time from work because of treatment or surgery related to your diagnosis?
No, because it was after I retired. I retired in 1998, and I was already retired.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
Years and years and years ago, I had to file for past child support on my ex-husband a lot of years ago, several years ago. And then in, I guess, 2020, probably about 5 years ago, I had to file for eviction of a woman that was living with us. That's about it. Nothing major.
Okay. Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
Oh, yes, we did have to in 1998 after I retired. I quit work and retired because I was taking care of my elderly mother who was very ill. So I stayed with her, and that meant we would just live on one income, and we had to file for bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm. Oh gosh. And has your bankruptcy been discharged?
Oh, gosh, yes. Years ago, we abided by the rules and laws and did it right. Then we built up our credit report again. So, anyway.
Okay. Do you know when it was discharged or what court it was in?
Oh, Lord. I don't have the papers in front of me. I think it was in Dallas County. I don't remember which court. Wait. Would it be, yeah, it was done in Dallas County, I think. And I mean, that's where we had to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To the whatever meetings and whatever.
Okay, Dallas County. And do you know when it was discharged?
I don't have the paperwork in front of me, and I can't remember. I don't know. Just we did whatever we needed to do, and then
that's okay.
You know, paid it off, whatever it was, and abided by the rules. So
okay. And other than any minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, not even a ticket.
Oh wow. And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yeah, I'd have to dig around for them and look for them, but I do somewhere. I would find them, but.
Or do you know your diagnosing doctor's name and the facility?
Yes.
Okay, what is that?
It was Dr. Peter Beitsch, Beitsch, in Dallas. I don't know, he may be retired now, I don't know.
Peter.
He's an oncologist.
And what facility was he at?
I don't remember. It was just his own office.
Oh, was it the one on 8140 Walnut Hill Lane?
Yes, he had moved out there from a hospital. I think, office, but I can't remember which hospital. May have been, gosh, I can't remember. Anyway, that's where he is now.
Okay, because I see Medical City Healthcare. I see Dallas Surgical Group.
That's him. Yeah. Yeah, he has a part of that. Yeah, that's him.
Okay.
His office is on Walnut Hill.
Okay.
But the surgical group is where he does his surgery.
Oh, I see.
It's a different location.
And for your treatment, was that a different facility and a different doctor, or?
Yes, he he referred me to another oncologist that does chemo, and I think he was in Mesquite. I can't remember his first name, but last name was Chowdhury. I can't remember his first name.
Dr. Kieran Chowdhury? Kyron?
It was a male. I can't remember his first name. I've got it somewhere, but.
Or Dr. Shire Chowdhury?
Spell it.
Shire is one of them?
No.
Imtiaz?
NTIC, no.
There's Dr. Muhammad Chaudhary.
Is he located in Mesquite?
He is in... No, this one's just in Tyler.
No. No, the one I went to was in Mesquite. And he did, I got the chemo in an area in his office. A chemo nurse did it in a different part of the office.
Do you remember the name of the office?
No, it was in his office. It was just, part of it, just in the back of it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
In the lab part, you know, I don't know what to call it.
Okay. I do see a Dr. Muhammad Chaudhary in Mesquite, or I see a Sultan Chaudhary.
Spell the second one.
Sultan.
No, it was probably, it might have been Muhammad. I can't remember. I know I got fed up with him toward after a couple of years, and I changed oncologist. I have one now close to me.
Mm-hmm.
She's real good. I wish I could remember his name. If I saw it, I'd recognize it, but he's an oddball. I don't know what he was. From India or somewhere. I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
Very obnoxious man. But anyway. Gosh, yeah, I don't know.
For Dr. Muhammad, for his location, I see the Dallas Renal Group.
Might have been I could, you know, I'd have to look back on my records and find out the information, because I've always kept a journal on my computer of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Activities and medical information and stuff, so I'd have to look back on that on the computer.
Okay.
It's so long. Jeez, I can't remember his name.
Sorry, I was trying to find out the specific doctor and facility, and the only one I see as oncology is Dr. Sultan, and for his facility, he's at the Cancer Center Associates on Medical Center Boulevard.
Medical Center, no. Mm-mm. No. Was that in Dallas? Yeah, he wasn't in Dallas. He was in Mesquite.
Oh, and then I see for Sultan again at Medical Oncology on North Galloway in Mesquite, Texas.
What street?
2698 North Galloway.
Now that might have been him. That sounds more like it. Yeah, I think that was him.
Okay.
Yes, that sounds about right.
Okay. And he's the one that was treating you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Treating. And when were you first getting treatment? What year was that?
2008.
Oh, 2008.
Dr. Bites had referred me to him, and I started going to Dr. Chowdhury right away.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. And then what is your current home address?
1258 Willow Run Drive in Glen Heights, Texas, 75154.
I heard 1258, and what was the street name?
Willow Run Road. I'm sorry. Either one, road or drive. I use drive. You never know around here. They keep changing it.
Oh, I see. Okay. Glen. And it's Glendora?
No, right. Glen Heights.
Oh, Glen.
HEIGHTS.
And what was the zip code?
75154.
75154. Okay. Oh, I'm having some trouble with your address. It was 1258 Glen Heights.
1258 Willow Run Drive. In Glen Heights. It could come up as Red Oak because Glen Heights is using Red Oak zip code because we don't have a post office here yet.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
No, I could give you my son's, but he lives 50 miles away. Other than that, I don't have one.
Okay. Well, we could put him down, or if you don't want to put anyone down, we don't have to. It's just in case.
No, I guess not. Not at this time.
Okay. Right. And then for your medical records, can I also get your social?
75154. I'm sorry. Social Security. 460. 74-1488.
1498?
88.
88, thank you. Okay. And have you ever used DocuSign before?
Used what?
DocuSign.
What is that?
It'll be, so I'll send you a link with the documents. So you'll receive it as a, it'll come from DocuSign, and then I could walk you through that if you've never used it before.
No, I've never used that.
Okay. And then before we wrap up, I did want to make sure that you know what to expect next. So while they are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim, and I will be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes QA to transfer you to them directly and introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's just part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate.
Yeah, excuse me. So what law firm is this?
So this one is going to be A4D Pulaski. I can also send you a text with their information.
Okay.
And they may also need you to sign any additional forms, like a medical release, so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. So if you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly.
Okay.
Right. And then since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. And can you confirm that you will be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes. My only question is, will I have to go to court on this, or is that handled otherwise? Because I'm probably not able to go to court.
No,
I
you
mean,
don't have.
physically.
Yeah, no, you don't have to.
Oh, good. Yeah. Too old for all that stuff. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, then let me submit this right now. And then you should receive it. I'll send it to your text message and your email, whichever one you want to open up.
Yeah, you can do it email.
Email. And then, sorry, how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
Oh, who knows? You know, I've had a lot of problems since then, since I had chemo and went through all that stuff. I've had a lot of problems, so that I didn't have before. I don't know what to say.
Would you
Yeah.
say some mental and physical hardships?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Let's see what. Why don't I'm sorry. Why don't you do it by text? Yeah. It'd be quicker because I don't use my email very often. Sometimes I have problems with the email. So, yeah, let's do it by text.
Okay. Text message. Okay, I think that just went through to your text.
Okay.
Did you receive it?
Oh, let me check.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, you can go ahead and click on that link. It should open up to the
Oh.
DocuSign.
Okay. I don't know how much longer this will take. Will it take much longer?
The DocuSign, no.
Mm.
No, it'll just be a few more minutes. If this one's just asking for your signature, that is your retainer with the law firm.
Just put yes or what?
For what is the
Okay.
question?
Oh, I don't remember now. I've already
Okay.
put on, yes. Want you to use this first location. Okay.
And do you see a start or continue button at the top?
Yes, it's on the part that it says please sign. So
Okay.
it will accept my signature or what?
It should be a yellow box, or do what does it say after please sign? Do you see a continue or start?
Continue, but I haven't signed it yet.
Try hitting continue. I think it still needs to open up the full documents.
Wait, required action. Select box to confirm use of electronic records and signatures. You what? Oh. Okay. Oh my goodness. That's a lot to read. I can't read that small print. I don't know. Oh, God. Oh, that's a lot. Okay, what do I do now?
There should be a yellow box. Once you tap on that, it'll let you sign your signature, and then you can hit adopt and sign so that it does it automatically for you. You don't have to sign each one. You just have to tap.
Oh my goodness, again? It's requiring me. There's another yellow box on the next page.
Yeah, so once you've hit adopt and sign, you can just press continue or next, and it should keep showing you all the yellow boxes that you just have to tap, and it'll autofill your signature until it's completed.
Okay. Dang, that's a lot.
And I'm also sending you a text for my direct line right now. It's a 949 area code, so you have my information as well as the attorney's.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to do now. None required fields left. Huh.
Does it say finish or...
It did, and I pressed that, and then it took me back to a page that says nine
oh,
required
nine.
Fields left. Oh, let me exit out of that. Okay, let's try this. There's again.
There
Unrequired
could be some,
fields.
Yeah, there could be some boxes you might have missed.
Missed?
Yes, the yellow boxes.
And what?
On one of the pages.
Oh, again? Dang.
Was it giving you issues?
Finally.
Oh, okay. Yes, I just received that. Okay. And then I just sent you a text for my direct line.
Okay, what was your name? Hello? You still there?
Yes.
Oh, what was your name?
My soon.
Okay, your name is on there also?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay, and did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
Not right now. No.
Okay. Okay, then I will give you a call soon if I have any updates, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Of course, thank you so much.